I entitled my message today, What Are You Hungering For? Think about that. I think in the next week or so, in August, the Revised Common Lectionary deals with a single continuous story in which Jesus calls himself the bread of life. And that distinguishes him from the temporary fix of the feel-good food. Well, this week, a portion of the story, Jesus introduces us to the insatiable hunger that's inside of us that we too often attempt to pacify through numbing out strategies such as alcohol and exercise and foods and other means. Well, rather than facing things head on, we as people attempt to always stuff our grief and pain, our guilt and our shame, our emptiness by filling our hearts and bellies with unhealthy things. In the Asian culture, they would like to call these unsatisfied cravings the hungry ghost. Not the Holy Ghost, but the hungry ghost. And they envision a type of hungry ghost as an unhealthy, scary, scrawny figure with a bloated belly from ingesting all the wrong things of the world rather than seeking spiritual fulfillment. Now, while the concept of hungry ghost steps from Asian spirituality, for Christians, the meaning resonates with what Jesus is describing in the scripture today that I read. Jesus had gotten through feeding of the 10,000, 5,000 plus men, women, and children. They put them all together, and they were sitting on the bank of a hillside. And now he sought some respite from the crowd following him. But they continued to seek, and they found him. But for what reason? Jesus stops in our scripture for today, and he confronts those following him, telling them that they are not seeking him for the right reason. They aren't interested in learning more about who he is and how he can help them to grow spiritually. They're following him because of the food. Jesus, again, is seeking to feed people spiritually. But many are seeking merely to fill themselves up with material and physical things. They want the spoilings of the time with him. They want superficial food of the day. But they aren't interested in going deeper and receiving real food that he offers that will truly satisfy their cravings and provide them with a peace and fulfillment that lasts for eternity. Well, they, like most of us today, they wanted a quick fix, and he wants to help them change their lives from the inside out. They are the paparazzi of the day, the restless, the hungry ghosts, the religious opportunists, forever seeking the next sensational sign and wonder or even a free meal. So they are engaged with physical things that they don't recognize the deep and relentless soul hunger, if you would, that harbors within. What are you hungry for? Well, Jesus invited them to seek the food that endures, not the food that perishes. And here, as many of the passages of Scripture, we see the endless patience that Jesus has with us as aimless human beings. Well, his time in human form has given him insight into the hungers that plague our hurting hearts. What a better intercessor than Jesus, because he came into this world through the virgin birth. He grew up and gathered wisdom and stature, and he experienced everything that we experience, so he knows humanity. Oh, he created them, but now, since he came into humanity, he knows. He remembers his own temptations when he spent 40 days in the wilderness yearning for an easy way out. Yet, he prevailed. Now he is trying to teach that lesson to those that are gathered around him, and he wants to teach the lesson. Well, what's the lesson, preacher? Seek the sustenance for your spirit that only God can provide. Then you will find that you need nothing else. Well, what's he mean by that? We don't need to actually eat. No, that's not what he's saying. Jesus fed the people on that hillside for a reason, but he wants us to understand, as he instructed us in our disciples' prayer, that all we need to do is to rely on God for our daily sustenance. We don't need to hoard things in endless silos, and we don't need to stuff ourselves with endless fillers. We don't need to spend our lives pursuing the things of this world. No, they will not fill us up. They will not help us feel fulfilled and satisfied or even complete, because our endless craving for bigger and better and more will only deplete us. They will never fill us, chasing the old brass ring, as I used to call it. But Jesus will. He is the bread, the spiritual sustenance that can make life, no matter how hard, feel easy and smooth and full and complete. So when our hearts are filled with Jesus, our hungry ghost will flee. So we might ask ourselves today, what spirit will allow to inhabit our hearts? Will we choose a hungry ghost, or will we choose the Holy Spirit? Well, the created world is filled to the brim with all kinds of beauty and nourishment meant to sustain us. Yet, as Jesus tells us, we cannot live by bread alone. We need God in our lives to truly feel that our lives are full of everything possible and good. So when we allow the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit of Christ to come into our lives and reside within our hearts, then suddenly everything else feels peaceful and good. And those cravings for bigger and better kind of subside, because more to begin with dissipate and they will disappear. Why? Jesus is the true bread of life. Jesus is the true satisfier of our spirits. So what spirit inhibits your heart? That's the thing that we need to think about. What food does your heart desire? Now, I'm not a great Bruce Springsteen fan. I like the music. But back in the 80s, he wrote a song called Hungry Heart. And the song explores the inner turmoil of man's wanderlust as opposed to his longing for a stable family life. Now, many of Springsteen's songs, he depicts a man hungry for freedom from the responsibilities of life. And in the song, Hungry Heart, the main character concludes that his endless hunger for the road is fraught with loneliness, and that he wants and desires love and home. Well, Johnny Lee expressed similar feelings in a 1980 song entitled Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And as his character in this song finally finds a relationship that can give him love, meaning, and fulfillment. Now, I think most of us can name at least 3 or 4 more songs, maybe even 100 of the ones that I picked out, that express that very same kind of sentiment. Because as human beings, we have experienced the dissatisfied cry of our inner hungry ghost. So the question for all of us to ponder is, what are we hungry for the most? Now, Jesus would ask us today, as we prepare to approach the table of Holy Communion that he has prepared for us, think about that as we prepare to come. Are you hungry for meaning, or for purpose, for peace, or for life? Jesus offers all of us these and many more, if only we will leave our hungry ghosts behind and embrace the promise of him in the presence of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus promises us today that when we partake of his table, the bread and the juice, we will never be hungry again, because our spirits will be satisfied, and that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, we will also find ourselves coming to the table of people for God, and coming to remember what Christ has done for us, and to choose your spirit wisely. For you are now in the presence of Jesus. No hungry ghost here can live, but you will, with the gift of eternal life, if you feed your spirit on the things of God and accept the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit in your life. Well, it's a wonderful time to come together, and we need to be able to continue to feed ourselves spiritually, don't we? Well, have a blessed day. Hope to see you in church sometime soon in person.